Here is what you missed this morning on the Catholic Morning Show.
And we are happy to welcome Emily Hack. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
So you are on the Leadership Council, but you also have students here. So you're invested.
Yes, I'm a mom of four boys, my husband Pete and I. We have a second grader here at St. Luke's getting ready for First Communion this weekend.
Wow.
We have a first grader. We also have kindergarten roundup this morning for an incoming kindergartner and a three-year-old. At home.
Wow. So it's,
all boys.
Yes, that sounds like a busy household, and you find yourself here a lot then, it sounds like.
We are here a lot. Yes.
Yes. Very good. So how did you end up on the Leadership Council?
The previous version of the Leadership Council was a school board, and with the diocesan kind of rearrangement of the school's budgets and things like that, we evolved to the Leadership Council, and through that evolved the Faith Committee. Mm-hmm. And so I was on the school board and now the Leadership Council. And so I'm chairing the Faith Committee of that Leadership Council.
And how long have you been doing that?
I think this is the end of my second year.
Very good. And on the leadership or the Faith Committee, what's been kind of the big initiative, big push there?
Yeah, this year we really wanted to recognize that as parents, we're the primary formators of our children, mm-hmm. but that they spend a lot of time here at home, here at school, but then also at the parish too. So we wanted to do everything we can to help our children see that our faith is not isolated. It is something we live and breathe every day, and that it is also a community that we build in together. And so this year we really tried to give parents resources to help fold the things that they are learning at school, mm-hmm. Also they see here at the church, and then they could do them at home so that we get that wraparound formation in every place that they go, and they know that Christ is always with them.
Wow, that's beautiful. And the you talked about kindergarten roundup this morning. Is that started by the Sprouts? I've heard a lot of the little children running around here, so that's great.
Yeah. So last year we used we pray, we learn, we serve as the motto of the St. Mm-hmm. Luke's School as to really drive that. My co-kind of leader and I are big fans of the Catholic Sprouts podcast and everything that they're doing in that ministry. Mm-hmm. And so next year we are going to evolve that and use their Be a Saint Kids Club to help formate even further. And so it's a really, really great program about how to learn and serve, echoing around the virtues of a saint every month. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of where that has evolved. And we're really excited to see that take off. And hopefully the Spirit will move it far along.
Right. Now, what are the challenges that can face, you know, especially a growing community like this, is how do you, you know, connect the parish life from the school? Sometimes especially if your leadership can be a little bit different, so you can see clashes, but how is that coming together here at St. Luke's?
Well, we are so lucky because we are in a kind of unique position as far as Catholic communities go, is that we're very new, mm-hmm. and we're trying to figure it out. And Father Ken has been an amazing leader. David Rising, our DRE, has been extremely welcoming to our ideas, and our school leadership too, with Mrs. Hayden. And so we're trying to work collaboratively, mm-hmm. bringing everything we're doing for the school, making it available to the parish. Mm-hmm. As you can see over here in the narthex, we have a board where we're communicating all of that to the parish, mm-hmm. and then as well as the homeschool community, because Ankeny, the St. Luke community, has a large homeschool community, yep. so we're reaching out intentionally to those folks to bring them all together. It's not there yet. We have a lot of work to go because we're volunteers, and David is a paid employee here, and we're working together as much as we can to take little by little steps to make sure that all the community is working on the same thing and everyone feels welcome to participate in whatever part of the programs they want to participate in.
Oh man, that's great work. Are you an Ankeny resident how did you find your way here?
Yeah, my family moved to Ankeny in 1994,
okay.
when it was very small,
yeah,
and very different.
Yeah, so you've seen the changes. Yeah.
Yeah, I left for a while, met my husband in Kansas, and we moved back here about 5 years ago.
And did you always see raising your kids in Ankeny didn't have a Catholic school up until just, I was given the date earlier, but it's already escaped me. But was this a hope of yours, you know, or is it something that kind of came along and presented itself in you?
It came along and presented itself.
Yeah.
I never wanted to be in Des Moines growing up here, but it has evolved to a great place. And we can't imagine raising our family anywhere else. We're just thrilled with St. Luke's and everything going on here.
Well, Emily, thank you so much.
Listen to the Catholic Morning Show weekday mornings at 7 on the Iowa Catholic Radio Network, iowacatholicradio.com, or the Iowa Catholic Radio app.